go! Welcome to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast with your host, Steve Schaubecker. Get ready to get behind the scenes look into what it really takes to grow a business from scratch in the firearms industry. Join us as we welcome industry titans, Second Amendment enthusiasts, and special guests each week. I welcome you to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast.
Welcome back to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm Steve Schaubecker, your host, and I am crazy excited to talk with you about today's topic. So today we're going to talk about social media and why it matters. Why it matters in business, why it matters even in your personal career. Even if you're not a business owner, this one will apply to you. So here's the thing. Many old school industries, such as the firearms industry, really haven't truly embraced social media. So there's a lot of reasons behind that. One, of course, would be the fact that a lot of your social media outlets these days have rules against firearms and other sorts of things that they choose to want to censor. Well, if we play their game, we can get around it and follow their rules and be able to use their platforms. Well, why does this matter? Well, this matters because social media is where people spend their time these days. It's not the olden days when someone used to sit around and read a magazine. You know, now they're on their phone. So regardless of the platform you choose to start with, the most popular right now, of course, is Facebook. But there are other ones that are like Instagram and TikTok and Snapchat that are also getting some momentum and that you'll want to pay attention to too. But for the purposes of this, we're not going to speak about particular platforms. We're just going to speak in general sense, and we are going to talk about some strategies that will work regardless of whatever platform you choose to use. But first, let's get into a little bit more about why it matters. Okay, it matters because social media can give you reach beyond your normal circle of people. It can allow you to reach people that you may never see, may never talk to. They may live in your area, they may not, but you would probably never cross paths with some of these people. So social media gives a chance for you to connect with like-minded people or people that may need your product or service or people that may be able to give you referrals to other people that are in their circle that could need your product or service. It also gives you the ability to share information very easily. So, in most of our industries, we're in things because we like to do them. Like, for example, we love to share our love of firearms. And that can be everything from educating new firearms owners to helping people that have been in it for a long time and even talking about current events and how it applies to the Second Amendment and all those sorts of things. So those are some of the topics we tend to cover. But there's a wide variety of people that we're going to connect with on those messages. For example, like say we're talking about the four rules. We're talking about gun safety and things for people to remember. Everybody can always use a great refresher. And there's always someone that people would want to pass that on with, whether it be parents wanting to pass something like that down to their kids, to a brother, sister, aunt, uncle, friend who doesn't have any firearms experience, or even just something for them to have for a reference point to point people to in the office. Whatever information it is you're sharing, whatever it is you're trying to teach people, whatever it is you're trying to help the world with, social media can make it, you know, very easy to do that. Now, there's a number of different ways you can share, and we won't talk too much about the different platforms, but you know, one of the most common ones, of course, is written word. You know, on this different social media, say Facebook, for example, you're able to make a post. Like on Facebook, you have things organized a little bit different. So let's talk about Facebook a little bit because it's probably the one that I would recommend you start with. If you're not on any social media platform, Facebook has the widest range of users that I think would probably be applicable to what you're trying to do. On Facebook, there's really three different ways that you share information. One is your personal profile. That's where you start. That's where you talk about things that you care about. You talk about things that your family, you talk about your dogs, you talk about all kinds of things that are in your life, and you're able to just share all kinds of different topics. The second one would be a business page. So if the business you own or the business that you work for makes up a page, then you can share information on there. Now, a lot of those are more businessy type stuff. They'll still have the educational value, but they'll also post sale ads or special events and all those sorts of things. And then the next level would be is if you're taking people from your business page or even drawing new people in from the outside and making a group. So a group is just a way of gathering people in a common interest and be able to communicate with them more effectively. You see, the social media platforms, especially Facebook, use a thing called an algorithm. So what the algorithm does is it tries to determine, based on what you look at and who you talk to, what you're going to want to see on your page, in your news feed. Basically, when you open up the app, what you're wanting to see pop up. So they try to figure that out for it, and honestly, they've probably gotten fairly good at it over the years. And it's kind of neat because things most of the time are pretty relevant that pop up. Sometimes some of them are pretty far out in left field, but for me, most of the time, it's pretty accurate. So just to review, personal page, that's where personal profile, that's where you start. If you don't have a business page for your business, make one. And then after you get your business page going, then you're going to want to make a group so that you can get an even tighter engagement with your tribe. So like I say, hey, start on Facebook. That would probably be the best bet. And then once you get good at that, once you get good at getting content out there, getting your message out there, then you can take and actually cross-post onto some other platforms. So you can actually take and say the content that you posted on Facebook today, give it a couple days and find a picture to go with it, and you post it on Instagram. Say you wait a couple days and you make a video of it and you put it up on TikTok or on Instagram Reels. I know I'm throwing 10,000 different things at you right here. And we're going to try to stay on topic and just really talk about why social media matters and some things that you can do that are not platform specific. But I did want to go into a little bit and just give you a brief overview of Facebook because, again, I believe that's where you should start. Here's the thing about social media these days, especially in old school industries where they typically advertised in phone books and newspapers, all those sorts of things, maybe even some radio ads. They're often overlooking a lot of the new ways to advertise, and even if they can't run ads per se, using social media in what we would call an organic manner. So organic means simply that we're not paying to have people see our stuff. We're just allowing Facebook to show who they think would benefit from it and allowing it to grow on its own that way, just kind of through word of mouth, real similar to word of mouth advertising. When you have one customer tells another customer who tells another customer, it actually allows it to happen in cyberspace, in social media, and it could also spread much faster too. So like if word gets out that you're having a great sale, you'd be surprised of the bump that you can see through social media. So now specific to the firearm industry, there are some things that you do need to be careful about. The one thing that seems to really get Facebook's panties in a bunch these days is if you're posting about you have XYZ for this price. When you put the two together, it seems like their bots will shut down your post and then stick you in Facebook jail. So basically a little thing where they don't allow you to post for a certain length of time and said, hey, you were bad, you did something you shouldn't have, so now you're stuck in this little jail cell. And here's the thing about it is, a lot of times, they're completely wrong. Like, we've posted things with prices and sales and all those sorts of things many times and had nothing happen, and then I make a post that's nothing even about selling anything, they just kind of read it wrong, and next thing you know, I'm in Facebook jail. It's going to happen. Don't worry about it. Don't get worked up. Just take your lumps and move on. As long as you keep doing it, you will have some good results. So make sure that you do read Facebook's rules, that you do pay attention to them, and that you do try to go by them. It'll just make the path much, much easier. Well, now let's dive into some tips. I have 7 quick tips for you just about social media in general. Just kind of do's and don'ts that if you stick with these, it will help you get moving and get connecting with people, which is the whole reason for doing it, that much faster. And in the end, that'll make you get more business. Whether you have a business yourself or whether you sell for someone or whatever the case is, it's definitely beneficial for people to know what you do. Because here's the thing. So even if you're, say, you work in, say, a mechanic shop for a car dealership, you're going to put your name out there and you're going to get people coming in and asking for you because they've heard about you. You've taught them things about their car. You've taught them what to do, what not to do. And they're going to come in and ask for you. And that's going to give you a little bit of a almost a celebrity status where it may help you, you know, get that next raise at the dealership, may help you get some referral dollars or however they do it. But so even if you're not in business for yourself, doing these things can certainly benefit you. But here's the 7 quick tips. So first of all, and this is definitely the most important one, be consistent. This isn't going to be something where you're going to throw up 3 posts and immediately you're going to have everything happen you want to. It's you have to do it over time. So this falls right back into is small things done consistently over time create huge results. And if you're consistent in this, you will have huge results. So you're going to post every day. You're going to post something at least once, and you're going to vary it up. But you're going to try to do it around the same time of day too, or at least get a pattern together, especially if you're posting multiple times a day. The next thing would be is vary your content. You certainly don't want to just jump on there and just do the same thing all the time. So type text, share pictures, maybe even share a video. But you want to vary it up. You want to give people different content that they can absorb, and some people will connect with different types of content. One person may like seeing a short video, while another would like it written out, while a third would just like, hey, a picture of what's going on. So vary your content. Don't make it always the same. And then also vary the topics. So, hey, sometimes you're talking about your work or business. Sometimes you're talking about your family. Sometimes you're talking about your dogs. You're talking about your kids. You're talking about your grandkids. All the stuff that people want to hear about, because you not only want to show yourself as an expert in what you do, you also want to show yourself as a human. And that is very, very, very important. Next, don't sleep on memes. Memes matter. I have found that some of my best content and some of the most people that I've had interacting with it and some of the best conversations have not even been started by a post meant to teach someone something. It's simply meant by something to poke fun at a current topic going on in the world or a particular situation or a particular person or whatever it was. But memes matter. People definitely connect with them these days. They definitely will pay attention to them. And they may pay attention to you. They may not have known you existed until they saw that meme shared and they thought it was funny. And then they paid attention to you and paid attention to your company. The next one that kind of goes in with the vary the content is the 90-10 rule. So basically, of your posts, 90% should be for everyone else and 10% should be for you. So what I mean by that is that 90% of your posts should just give content, give advice, make people laugh, maybe even occasionally a tear or two. Just really just throw stuff out there to, you know, bring people value ahead of time. So, you know, hey, if you're going to give your 10 top tips on this or that, or hey, here's some advice on something we see coming down the pipe or some changes happening in our industry or any of those sorts of things, or hey, you know, don't buy this now because there's going to be a sale coming up or prices will drop or any of those things that you can do to help people out, they will remember that. You know, so lead with value. That other 10%, now that's for you. That's for calls to action. That's saying, hey, this is what I do. If you're looking to do this, or if you need someone that does this, here's a special I'm running. Or, hey, can I give you a free consultation? Or can I give you this deal of the month that we're running? But keep that to 10% of your content, because if you get it too often, then people are going to get turned off by that and people are going to stop looking at your stuff and they're going to see right through it and say, hey, this person is just here to sell me, sell me, sell me, sell me. And between the robocalls we get, between the telemarketers, between the even now Facebook Messenger spam, text message spam, and people just attacking us from all angles. That's not what we want. When someone helps us, then that just makes us want to buy from them. So be that guy. Be the guy that helps everybody, and don't be the guy that tries to sell people right off the bat. If you do the job right, you won't even have to sell. You will have already established yourself in a position as the authority in your industry that people will come to you and will start asking questions on how they can work with you, and you won't even need to get into any kind of a hard selling pitch. You'll already have that authority. You'll already have that goodwill being returned to you. Next thing, be real. People can smell fake a mile away. Whether you're selling financial services and you went and rented a Lamborghini to take your picture with, to just not being yourself. They don't want things to be perfect. They don't want things to be fake. They want things to be real. They want things to be authentic. If you make a mistake in something, they want to see your mistakes. Like, for example, you'll probably hear in this podcast, it's not perfect. Every word is not perfect. I stumble on things. I stumble quite a bit, actually. But it's real. It's a real conversation like you're going to have. That's what I'm going for. I'm not going for perfection. I am going for real. So if you keep that attitude with things you post and just how you conduct yourself in general, you will have much more success. Things will go much easier for you, and in the end, it will make all of your labors worth it. The next tip I have for you is get uncomfortable. Don't live right in your comfort zone. Don't just write text because that's where you're comfortable. If you're uncomfortable sharing pictures of yourself, yep, you better be taking some selfies. If you're uncomfortable making a longer post, if you're uncomfortable, whatever it is, stretch yourself. The more you stretch yourself and the more you do different things, people will see that, and that will become an admirable thing, and you will get better. It's just a matter of time. So like so many things in life, whether it's hitting a golf ball or a baseball or anything, or even, you know, shooting, it's reps, riding a bike. It's all about reps, 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 reps. The more times you do it, the better you're going to get at it, the smoother it's going to go. You have to be bad before you can be good. So get uncomfortable, figure out what portion of this or what part of this social media stuff makes you the most uncomfortable, and then that's the part to work through. The rest of it will come naturally. Get through the tough stuff, and the rest will come easy. And the last quick tip I have, and this one kind of goes back to getting uncomfortable, because this is the way people get uncomfortable the quickest. Use video. And I'll go one step farther. Use live video. Any platform you choose now is going to have the option where you can actually create and record a video live. It will send it out. It will let all your people you're connected with on social media know that, hey, he's live right now. He's talking about this topic. Doesn't have to be perfect. Doesn't have to be perfectly rehearsed. Make yourself a couple little notes so you'll know a few bullet points to hit, and then just talk. If you love what you do and you are truly an authority on your subject, then you don't have to worry about it. But get on the video, no matter how uncomfortable it makes you, and it will definitely help. For whatever reason, people definitely relate these days to video. They love seeing people and they love hearing them at the same time. And they really love live video. It goes back to they don't want rehearsed, they want real. So through the use of live video, yeah, and it doesn't have to be anything fancy. It can just be, hey, you know what? So I'm out here today. We have a sale going on. And I was talking to these people, and I learned some new things about this particular car. Did you know that it does this and this and this? And I thought this was a rather unique feature because I've never seen that in an American-made car before, or whatever the case it is. Some little couple-minute tidbit of knowledge. It doesn't have to be 20 minutes, and it shouldn't be. You know, it should maybe be anywhere from 2 to 5, 6 minutes at the most, and just keep it really relevant Keep it really short and sweet and really to the point. Don't ramble on, and make sure that you have a nice background. If you can, once you get a little better at it, if you're able to walk and hold the camera and talk and walk and film at the same time. Anytime you have a moving background, when people are scrolling through and they're seeing all these different things that they can look at or watch or read, they're going to look for the most interesting thing. They're going to look for something that looks interesting off the bat. And if you have a cool background, or if it looks like you're filming in some different place, or something that looks unique to them, it's going to draw their interest. They're going to stop and they're going to watch. And they're going to listen. So the more you use video, I believe the more you will connect with people. So let's dive in there, get after it. No need to wait till next week or next month. Today, jump on social media. If you don't have an account, make yourself one and put a post up. And then tomorrow, do it again. And you're going to get better at it and better at it and better at it. And we will go into some more advanced things on like how you decide what you want to talk about content-wise, how you organize it, how to repurpose content so you can use it on multiple platforms. But for today, I wanted to get across the point that social media matters, and please don't sleep on it. Whether you're a business owner or whether you work for someone else, it can help you in your career. It can help you connect with people. And in the end, it can help you do better, and it can help you do more good, help you reach more people. All the things that you want to do that you just naturally do anyway, social media can help with that. That's my tips for today. I hope you enjoyed this. If you have any questions or there's any way I can help you, please feel free. Slide into my DMs. Shoot me an email. Stop by my website, steveshaubacher.com. Happy to help in any way I can. If this was beneficial for someone else, I just ask, hey, send them a link to it. If you haven't already, please subscribe. And feel free to share this out there. I want to help as many people as I possibly can and keep everyone moving forward and getting better each day in everything they do, not just their business, but their life in general. That's the purpose of us here at the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast. Until next week, I'm Steve Schaubacher, your host. Talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast. If you're still listening to this episode, that means you gained some type of value. So if you could share this to a friend, leave a review, and make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode of Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast.